The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, teaches us, Kol Tefillah she'eina b'kavona eina tefillah. Any tefillah that doesn't have kavona in it is not considered a tefillah. And in fact, the Rambam in his Sefer Moir Nevuchim, Chelek Gimel Perek Nun Aleph, teaches us, Imechashiv ato b'mecho b'mem kercho. If while you're davening, you're thinking about your business, loitashiv shespalalta. Don't think that you have davened. Avatir karv l'mish namabai. You are similar to an individual that the pasuk says, karv ato b'fiem v'rochek mikol yosehem. That your mouth, you think you're close to me, but you're really far from me. And the Chayvus Halvavos says, "Hatfilah keguf, the tefillah is considered like the body, va'iyun keruach, and the kavana during tefillah is like the soul, the neshama. Ukshe yispalo b'lishoinai, if somebody speaks, v'libay torud bezulas inyan hatfilah, and his heart is thinking about other matters, tia tefilosoi keguf b'liruach." Your tefillah is considered like a body without a soul. Kamaya arma kosev, as Yeshaya says in Novi, besvosov kibduni v'liboy rochek mimenu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chayv HaSalvavis, doesn't accept such a tefillah. And in fact, the Sefer Yisoid v'Shoyrish HaAvoida says that Simen Tzadik Ches in Shulchan Aruch is the Simen that we're going to be focusing in our shiur today. And he says that siman is a siman that one should learn at least once a week. Every week, a person should learn the siman of the importance of having kavana and tefillah. And the Or Zerua indeed says, Tzorach ha'odom litchok atzmoy kidei shiyuchel l'chaven. A person has to push himself to have kavana. V'mlav averi hi biyadai. And if he hasn't tried to be mispalo with kavana, it's an avera. And the Meiri, in our sugyon, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says, B'doiris halalu, the Meiri, who's a Rishon, already says, B'doiris halalu, she'en ha-kavana mitzuya kokach. In our times, where kavana is not that available, yishtadal odom lispalo b'kavana kamish efshaloi. Every person still has the obligation to try to be mispalel, to daven with kavana as much as possible. U'mekol makom al yifter atzma b'tana ru'ua she'en yochel l'chaven. He has no right to say that he doesn't have the ability to have kavana. And the Mefarshim and the Shulchan Aruch go on to say that if a person can't be mechaven the whole tefillah, he should at least try to mechaven as much as he can. And in fact, what happens is that if a person has kavana today by one part of the tefillah, and another time by another part of the tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines all of these kavanas, and the tefillah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately mekabel. So the Shulchan Aruch begins in Siman Tzadiches, Hamispal Tzor Shichavim Beliboy Pirish Hamilois Shemaitzi Besfosov. The first thing the Shulchan Aruch says that the person should do is try to understand the words that he says. And the Shla indeed says, Shiyachshay B'chol Teva Pirusha. He should try to understand every word you say. The Koydim Shiyetzah Adibam Mipiv. Yachshev Pirish Biuray. Before you have a word go out from your mouth, you should understand the words that you say. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. The Yachshev Ki'ilah Shechina Kenegdoi. He should assume that the Shechina is in front of him. And as we discuss the Yachshev Ki'ilah Shechina Kenegdoi, we have the famous explanation of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker asks a question. This is on the beginning on the Sefer Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al Rambam on Hilchus Tefillah. He says, we quote that the Rambam says, Kavonas at Leif Keitzat, called Tefillah Sheinem Kavona in a Tefillah, that any Tefillah without Kavona is not a Tefillah. V'mispalabal Kloy Kavona, and the Rambam goes on to say that if one damned without Kavona, the Alochi is Choyzer u'mispalabal Kavona. He has to daven again with Kavona. If somebody is not settled, if somebody comes from a trip and he's not rested, a person should wait 3 days when he comes home from a trip to be able to daven. But the Rambam continues. In Halacha Tazayin, Ketzad hi akavona. What is the kavona? Sheyifnas libe mekolam achshavos. He should take away all other thoughts from his heart. V'yirat mekul oimel lefnei shchina. He should imagine as if he's standing in front of the shchina. Lefikach tzarch leishemat kodem tefila. And therefore, one has to sit before he davens. Kedei l'chaven esliboy. In order, they should have the proper concentration. V'achach yispal benachas abetachnunim. And then he should daven slowly, and as if he's begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yasa tefilos k'misho yonoyse masu mashlich v'hoylich loy. His tefillah should not be like a tefillah that he's just carrying a burden and he wants to get it off his back. L'fikach tzorach leishim at achat tefillah v'akach yifta. So the Rambam says he should wait after davening. V'chassidim arishonim. And then the Rambam quotes what we learned in our Mishnah. They would wait 1 hour before they daven, and the tefillah would take them an hour. We then go to the Rambam in Perek Yud, where the Rambam in Perek Yud discusses the halachas of kavona that the Gemara will speak about later in the Aflam Medalid, where the halacha is that if you didn't have kavona by birkas by ovus, if you didn't have kavona by the first three tefillas, you have to daven all over again. So Reb Chaim Brisker asks the question: why does the Rambam divide this halacha into two? That one he has here a halacha about kavona and tefillah, and then later on he has the halacha that we're going to learn in our Gemara about having kavona when you by ovis, and that if you didn't have kavona by ovis, the Rambam says in Perek Yud Halach Yud Beis that you have to daven over again. How do we understand this Rambam? So Chaim Brisker, because of this, explains that there are two dinim, there are two different rules in Hilchas Tefillah. One rule in Hilchas Tefillah, says Reb Chaim, is that a person who's davening has to imagine as if he's standing in front of Hashem. And that, says Reb Chaim Brisker, is a kavana that you have for the entire tefillah. And if you didn't have that kavana for the entire tefillah, every part of the tefillah, you have not been yoytze tefillah. Then there's another halacha, the halacha pirush hamilus, that we just learned, that when one davens, he has to understand what he's saying, that is a special halacha by the first three halachas, first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, by Ovis, that you have to have kavona, and if you didn't have kavona, you have to repeat the tefillah. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Brisker, the Rambam separates it into two separate halachas. And I saw a beautiful vart. The Rambam that we just learned speaks about a person when he davens. They used to be shon shachas. They used to wait an hour before they davened, and then shon shachas kodem tefillah v'shachas l'achat tefillah. But if you look in the Rambam that we just quoted, the Rambam says lefichach tzorach leishiv me'at achat tefillah v'akach yifter. The Rambam says when a person finishes davening, he should wait a little, and then the Rambam quotes this halacha awaiting before and after davening. So there's an obvious question. Shouldn't the Rambam have first discussed the halacha of waiting before you daven instead of first mentioning the halacha of waiting after you daven? How do we understand this Rambam? So perhaps with Rav Chaim Brisker's explanation, it's very understandable. Because why is there a halacha that one has to wait after he davens? Why is there such a halacha? So posh pshat is because if you run away from tefillah immediately, it seems to show that tefillah to you is a burden. But there's another pshat. If one's attitude to tefillah is that he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's standing in front of Hashem, so then running away from tefillah is not just because it seems that it's a burden to you. Running away from tefillah shows that you don't realize and you're not recognizing that you're standing in front of Hashem. And because tefillah represents the one is standing in front of Hashem, so now we understand why the Rambam says don't run away. Because if you run away, it shows that you didn't think that you were standing in front of Hashem. Although the Chazon Ish, in his Gilyonis on the Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, asks a question, is it possible for a person to have that type of kavana throughout the entire tefillah? Especially as the way Rav Chaim explains that if you didn't have that kavana throughout the entire tefillah, you have to repeat the tefillah. It's not limited to Birchas Avos. Rav Shach in the Sefer Evi Ezri, in fact, says that we aren't to understand that the halacha that the Rambam quotes in Perek Dalet and the halacha that the Rambam quotes later are to be understood in Perek Yud, are to be understood as two separate halachas, but rather he understands that the halachas in Perek Yud are explaining the halachas in Perek Dalet, but the Chazon Ish agrees that with Rav Chaim with this concept that there is an issue of when one is davening, he should be imagining as if he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just what? Since it's impossible to have that high level of concentration and thought throughout your entire tefillah, what one should do is as the Mishnah teaches us. Chassidim HaRishonim HaYishon Sha'achas Lifnei HaTefillah. And the Mishnah uses actually different words. Ein Oimdim L'Spalo. One should not begin davening, says the Mishnah. And the words of the Mishnah as we begin our parak, El Matoich Chayved Rosh. What is the Mishnah teaching us? Because there are some obvious questions when we learn this Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah speak in the negative? Ein Oimdim L'Spalo. The Mishnah said, Oimdim L'Spalo. Furthermore, why does the Mishnah use the words Ela Mitoich Chayved Rosh? The Mishnah said, Oimdim L'Spalo Mitoich Iyun. Mitoich Kavona. The Mishnah is teaching us this din of Rav Chaim. But the Mishnah is also concerned with the same concern that the Rambam was, that the Chazon Ish was concerned with. How is it possible for a person to daven an entire tefillah and remember for every morning, for every moment during the entire Shemoneh Esrei that he's standing in front of Hashem? So that's why the Mishnah says, Ein Oimdim L'Spalo. Don't begin davening. Right, if you're going to begin davening immediately and you have to have in mind that you're standing in front of Hashem, it's almost impossible to do. El ein oindim, don't even begin to daven el mitoich kovid roish. Unless you have first the kovid roish, unless you have the first you have the proper attitude, and that's why it's called roish. Why is kovid roish? Just like the head is the most important part of the body, the brain is the most important part of the body, so too, the recognition before one davens, that one recognizes that he's davening to Hashem, that is the Rosh, that is the beginning of our tefillah. And then that if that is the beginning and that is the Rosh of your tefillah, then your tefillah will be a successful tefillah. And therefore, even if during the tefillah, it'll be somewhat complicated to make sure that you remember every moment of your tefillah that you're standing in front of Hashem. But that preparation mitoich kavod roish, that preparation that you had before the tefillah will make it possible that you should remember that you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, there are girsas that say, Ein oimlim d'lespalu, elam etoich koiv roish, chsidim ha-rishoyim ha-yishoyim sho'achas umspalim, kidei shichavnu libam lavim shabashamayim. But there are some rishoyim that don't have the girsa lavim shabashamayim, but they have the girsa of lamakim. What's the difference? Because lamakim means that wherever I stand is the makim of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And that's the entire purpose of davening, of being prepared for the tefillah. The way to be prepared for tefillah is by recognizing makom, that the place I stand on, the place I stand here, I'm standing makom, I'm standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we understand why the Rambam again mentioned the after the tefillah first, again, all to emphasize this point that we're always standing, recognize that we're always standing in front of Hashem. Although Rav Shlomo Zalman in his first tshuva, and Shalos Tshuvos Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, discusses this concept of recognizing that you're standing in front of Hashem. And he says that, again, he is also faced with the difficulty, how is it possible for a person to stand and remember that he's standing in front of Hashem the entire time? So he says that a person has to try to have that kavana, and perhaps we could rely, as we're learning, on thinking about that before we daven. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if a person has absolutely no recognition that he's standing in front of Hashem, then that tefillah is not a tefillah, even if you thought about it at a different part of your tefillah. Reb Chaim says a very interesting point. He says, just like we have in halacha, a concept of misasik, the concept of misasik means that if somebody does something without any intention, that action is not attributed to the person who did that action. Says Reb Chaim, someone who davens and doesn't recognize as he is davening that he's standing in front of Hashem is considered a misasek. And it's not that action of tefillah cannot be attributed to him. In fact, Rav Chaim goes on to say that even though we've quoted many times, there's a machloikis of the Rambam and Ramban, if tefillah is a mitzvah deraisa or not. The Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Ramban holds it's only mitzvah derabbanan. But he says a very bechiddush, that even the Ramban, who says that tefillah is not a mitzvah deraisa, what the Ramban means to say, he says, is that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. It's not an obligatory mitzvah. But it certainly is a mitzvah chiyumis, meaning that if someone davens, he has to, before he davens, some of the davens is fulfilling a mitzvah. But, therefore, says the Ramban, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you may not be a misasek. And if somebody davens without recognizing that he's standing in front of Hashem, that is considered a misasek. I do, however, have to quote that most Paiskim say, the Aruch HaShulchan says this, and other Paiskim say, that even though the Rambam uses very strong words about not davening if you don't have kavana, especially the kavana that we're mentioning, that you're standing in front of Hashem, certainly the Zman Hazeh, where our ability to have kavana is unfortunately limited, the halacha is that one should daven all tefillahs and not say, well, I don't have the proper kavana, so I'm exempt from davening. What we're supposed to do is try to have the proper kavana. So again, the Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Tzadiches says, you have to have v'yach shekil shechilin kenegdoi, v'yach v'yosu kol ha-machshavas ha-tardus oisoi. He should remove any machshavas that could be bothering him. Atcha tishoa machshavta v'kavanosu zaka b'tfilosoi. His kavana has to be pure. V'yach shekil ha-yibadabu f'lei melech mas v'dam. He should assume that he was davening to Hashem, to a regular king. Ha'y mesadet dvorov. He would be careful what he says. M'chavim ben yofel l'vayu koshul. He would be careful to say what he's supposed to say properly. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, they will be careful. So the Shulchan Aruch says if while we're davening a different machshava comes, the person should be quiet until the machshava goes away. And the Mishnah Berura has some different advice how a person could avoid having machshavas, having other thoughts about different matters come up while he's davening. He says that before a person davens, he should put his right hand over his forehead 3 times, and he should say, Leif Tohor Baro Ali Alakim, V'ruach Nochon Chadish Bekirbi. If, says the Mishnah Berura, as a Sir Chaim Chinevsky explains what he means, this happens during davening, during Shemoneh Esrei, when we're not allowed to speak other psukim, so he should just put his hand over his forehead and think of this pasuk, but not say the words. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, v'tzarach shiach shebedarvar ma'machnim aleiv, u'machavna yisrael ha'oviv shebeshamayim, v'layach shebedvarim shesh b'mkalas roish. Before davening, you should think about different things that bring seriousness, not just the absent. Hagah, and continues the Ramah, before he davens, he should think about the greatness of Hashem. He should think about the greatness of Hashem because you're standing in front of Hashem. And continues the Shulchan Aruch. Interestingly, the Remarket now mentions a halacha that seems to have nothing to do with Kavanah. He speaks about a halacha that one may not kiss his children, even though he uses the halacha bon of haktanim. All the paiskim say it's not just his small children, it's his adult children. Just it's more common that people kiss their young children. Again, the reason is because a person who's davening is supposed to recognize that he's standing in front of Hashem. And if he shows love to other people, that is a contradiction to showing that I'm standing and thinking only about Hashem. And therefore, one may not kiss his children. The Paiskim do say that, let's say, a child comes into shul crying and the father wants to calm him down, and for that reason he gives him a kiss, the Paiskim are more lenient. There are minhagim, particularly in the Sephardi community, that after one gets an aliyah, he kisses the hand of the Rav, and he kisses the hands of his father. Again, that the Paiskim also say one may do because, on the contrary, it's showing Kavod HaTorah. But otherwise, one may not kiss not a child nor a friend. That means if you come to a simcha in a shul, to a kiddush, even though they're not davening, you shouldn't kiss someone in a shul. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in teaching us, one may not daven in a place where he is not going to have the proper kavanah. V'loibishar amavatalas kavanosoi. V'achshav, says the Shulchan Aruch, ain't on in the harm because that. We can't be this careful because, as we learned early, Menesha ain't on in mechavna kokach b'tfila. We aren't that careful with kavanah and tfila. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, yispal darech tachnunim. The Shulchan Aruch goes back to the Gemara that we discussed the other day, on Daf Chav Tes, that a person as tasit philosophy kva, yispal derech tachnunim, a person is supposed to daven in a way as if he's begging a Kodesh Baruch Hu, kurosh hamavakish bepesach ubenachas v'shloiter alav kamasa mavakish l'mifta mimenu. You're supposed to daven as if you're begging for your life. Why? And as we learned the Gemara and Daf Chav Tes, the opinion of the Rabbanan is that even if one in his heart is certainly sincere in his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when he expresses those words, the sincerity isn't evident, one isn't yoytze hilchas this halacha. Why? Because if you were davening to a king, so He doesn't know what's in your heart. He hears what you're saying. If when we're davening, we're supposed to imagine that we're standing, not imagine, but we're supposed to recognize that we're standing in front of Hashem. So standing in front of Hashem means that you talk to someone as if your life depended on it. The Shulchan Aruch continues in Sif Dalet. HaTfilah b'makom HaKarban. Tfilah, now the Shulchan Aruch gives another reason why this Kavon and Tfilah is so absolutely essential. Because HaTfilah b'makom HaKarban. Okach tzorach lizor shetei dugmas HaKarban. And just like when the carbon was bought, they had to be brought by Kavonah. V'loi ya ye'er boy machshav acheres. No other machshava could be mixed into it. K'machshava shepsels b'kotshim. Just like by kotshim, there's a concept of pigle. All of these halachas apply here as well. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues to teach us the halacha that we learned here in our Gemara. A person should have special clothing. Not everybody could afford to have a special suit just for tefillah. Special pants. And this is what our Gemara here on Daf Lamed Amud Beis indeed teaches us, that the Gemara says, means he's put on special clothing. So the Paiskim explain that there are two separate issues when it comes to having special clothing for tefillah. One is that they used to wear a belt, what is known as a gartel, before they davened, because there was an issue of liboy royas erva. They used to wear robes, and the robes were long clothing that there was no separation, and there were no pants, so there was no separation between the upper part of the body and the lower part of the body, and that's why by wearing this belt there was a separation. Nowadays, we wear pants and we wear belts around our pants, so that usually would serve certainly as a separation between the upper part and lower part of our body. And in general, the Pais can point out that in those times when they wore those robes, the belt was very much part of the garment that they wore, and therefore they needed to wearing a belt before tefillah was understandable. But even Bisman Azer, where we don't wear these kind of clothing, and we don't have the issue of Libay Roya Sa'erva, our Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch, as we just learned, teaches us there's another halacha. The one is supposed to put on special clothing when he davens. Why is one supposed to put on special clothing when he davens? Because when one is davening, as we're learning, he's supposed to imagine as if he's standing in front of Hashem. And if you're standing in front of Hashem, all the different halachas that we're learning, that we're going to mention, all are for the same purpose, to bring to us the recognition that we are standing in front of Hashem. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadik Gimel Paskins, as our Mishnah teaches us, that Yisha Sha'achas Kodim Shiyokim L'Spalo, before one davens, he should take a moment to contemplate. Kidei Shichavin Liba L'Mokim, he should have Kavona. V'Sha'achas Achat Tfilah Shleiteh Neres Lov Kamasa Shema'a Lotzes V'menu. And in fact, Rabbeinu Yoinah says that when it says here Sha'achas, it means a full hour, up to the degree that many Paiskim say not only a full hour, it's not even Shah's money, it's a full hour. Of course, most Mepharshim say that that is only for the Chassidim. Everyone else has to take the moment to contemplate before he davens that he's standing in front of Hashem. However, there is a Machloikas Achroinim, how one fulfills this. The Prima Godim says that by saying Psuka de Zimra and saying Birchas Krishma, one fulfills this obligation. The others say Darach HaShulchan, and other Paiskim say that no, it means one has to take the moment to contemplate before you daven, and even if you're not in the category of the Chassidim or Rishonim, that you have an hour to do so, but you take a moment to think that I'm standing in front of Hashem, That's what tefillah is all about. In fact, that is the reason, perhaps, why the halacha is that if somebody, according to the Prima Gadim, if one came late to shul and he wants to daven tefillah b'tzibur, if he's going to say Pesukah de Zimra, he won't be able to make it to Shmoneh Esrei. If he says Pesukah de Zimra after Shmoneh Esrei, then he doesn't say the brachos. He doesn't say Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. Because the whole purpose of the Pesukah de Zimra is a preparation and a recognition that we're standing in front of Hashem. But if one doesn't have that recognition and understanding that he's standing in front of Hashem, then he shouldn't. Then if one missed that opportunity after Shemoneh Esrei, it's already after the Shemoneh Esrei, so you're not accomplishing. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch here in Tzadik Gimel says, Lo yam lespal el ba'im v'achno, v'loy metoich schoik v'kal srosh v'dvar v'teilim, v'loy metoich kas el metoich simcha. A person is supposed to daven mitoich simcha, ki koin divrei tenchumim shal Torah, samach gulos Mitzrayim. That's why we say Gol Yisrael, recognizing the power of Hashem and what Hashem has done for us, and that brings us to the recognition of Hashem's presence. Oy samach l'tila David, or we say Ashrei before we daven Shemoneh Esrei Mincha, where again it says Ritzon Yirai of Yasser, Shem Hashem is Kol Ha'avav, all bringing us the recognition that we are in Hashem's presence as we daven. In fact, I saw that we learn in our Gemara that one should daven. We just quoted the Shulchan Aruch that tefillah is like a carbon. And the halacha is that when one brought a carbon, he first said the vidui on the carbon, and then he said the carbon. And then he brought the carbon. Yet we know that on Yom Kippur, when we daven, first we say the Shemoneh Esrei, and then we say the vidui. Why? Shouldn't we say vidui first like by a carbon? So the Mefarshim explained that when one is saying vidui, so he gets preoccupied and he starts thinking about all the averis he committed. And that takes away from his recognition that he's standing in front of Hashem. And therefore, first daven, because the main part of davening is recognizing that you stand in front of Hashem, and only afterwards daven. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch here says, "Ein oinim l'spal mitoch din v'l'toy mitoch halacha." One may not daven where he just finished the din Torah, or he just learned halacha shloyiv lo b'tarba, that he's thinking about his learning a mitoch halacha psuka. Haga v'hanen nam k'mitoch simcha k'vitoy Hashem yisrael m'samcha leiv. So most mafarshim explain that the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that the halacha is that one is supposed to daven mitoich halacha psuka. Because if you daven not mitoich halacha psuka, if you daven from a halacha that you learned be'iyun, you're not going to have the proper concentration when you're davening. But the Ramah really is adding another point here. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But the Ramah then adds mitoich simcha to kudei Hashem Mishar Masam Chalev. The Ramah is saying that besides that there's an inyan to daven, to learn, to daven mitoch halacha psuka, the Ramah is saying, but there is an inyan to learn. Because what better way of recognizing that one is in the presence of Hashem, if not that he is, that if not that when he davens, he first learns, and he comes connected to the Tyrus Hashem, and that all helps him recognize that he's in the presence of Hashem. And one more halacha that we have to quote, and that is the first halacha in Siman Tzadik Vav. When you're davening, you shouldn't hold anything in your hand. Not a full plate. Not any money or anything else. You're going to be worried about them. And you therefore will not have the proper concentration. The Shulchan Aruch says, Lulav bizmanoi, a lulav on Sukkot, mutalachas biyadai, kivish achiz biyadai mitzvah, since that is a mitzvah and a nitrid b'shvilai. And the Paiskim say, from here we learn how very important it is that when you daven, you shouldn't hold anything else in front in your hand. But it's not just because you won't think about the davening, you'll be thinking of what you're holding. The Mefarshim explain that there's another point, that if you're holding something else, if you were standing in front of king, would you hold something else? Of course you wouldn't hold something else. You would come to the king, just stand by yourself, or you would stand to the president. You wouldn't walk into the president holding a bag or holding a plate. So too, when we stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're standing in front of Hashem, and we're recognizing that we're standing in front of Hashem, and therefore, holding anything is a contradiction to that. And therefore, I saw in the Shail Sechuvis, Lahiris Nosson, Chelik Yud Aleph Siman Tes, where he says that not only, of course, may not one hold a cell phone when he's davening, what a terrible lack of respect, but even having a cell phone in your pocket that vibrates as you're davening, so if that cell phone will vibrate as you're davening, you're going to think about who did I get a call from, who did I get an email from, who did I get a message from. But when you're davening, as we just learned, Reb Chaim teaches us, the Rambam says that this is the most important element of davening, that we're standing Mikovit Rosh, that was standing in front of Hashem. So don't even have it in your pocket, even if you have absolutely no intention of answering it.